1.1. Study background and structure. The study was commissioned by the Initiative for Equitable Library Access, IELA, at Library and Archives Canada, LAC, and conducted from August through October 2008. IELA has a mandate to develop a national strategy for equitable library access for Canadians with print disabilities. That is, to expand the range and availability of content within public libraries that can be accessed by someone with a print disability. Within the IELA framework, the term print disability describes a fairly broad spectrum of visual, perceptual, and physical disabilities, including sight impairments, learning disabilities, and any other cognitive or physical disability that prevents a person from reading a standard print edition of a book. Estimates of the population of print-disabled readers in Canada run as high as 3 million people, roughly 10% of the total population of the country. Over the course of this study, we will explore issues that pertain both to a mainstream reading audience and to print-disabled readers. This will allow us to identify overlapping trends where developments in the mainstream book market may be relevant to the print-disabled community, or vice versa. This approach also allows us to consider the accessibility of current and emerging commercial formats in relation to specialized formats and technologies developed explicitly for print-disabled readers. As we will see, mainstream and print-disabled audiences tend to blend naturally, to a degree, within the digital content marketplace. An increasing selection of digital book content presents new opportunities for print-disabled readers, especially when these digital formats are twinned with specialized assistive technologies for readers with disabilities. Similarly, the print-disabled community has spurred innovation and digitization efforts in other major book markets, and we should be alert to this possibility in Canada as well. Our research process for the study began with an extensive discovery phase that identified and examined existing data and analysis regarding audio and digital publishing in Canada and in select foreign markets, particularly those that are heavy exporters of cultural product to Canada. This initial research phase was complemented with a wide-ranging interview series with industry professionals in Canada and the U.S. The interview panel comprised publishers, industry associations, librarians, retailers, specialized service providers, technical experts, and industry consultants. Without exception, these interview respondents were incredibly generous with their insights and assistance, and we are pleased to recognize their contribution here. We should note at the outset that there is not a great deal of publicly available data on the publication of audiobooks or other types of digital editions in Canada. This paper draws on data from Statistics Canada and other published studies for its statistical foundations. We expand on this with observations and insights gathered through the interview panel, as well as additional proprietary data contributed by individual firms or organizations and other secondary sources. For this, we would particularly like to recognize the generous contributions of specialized data and other research materials from BookNet Canada, Boker, the Department of Canadian Heritage, Library and Archives Canada, L'Observatoire de la Culture et des Communications du Québec, La Société de Développement des Entreprises Culturelles, La Banque de Titres des Langues Françaises, and Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec. Our findings and observations are summarized throughout the paper and organized in the following chapters. Part 1, Key Findings, a commentary on the broader context of the study, including an overview of some of the major factors that are driving change in this part of the publishing industry and a summary of our key findings. Part 2, The Canadian Market for Digital Books, an overview of the current market for audiobooks and ebooks in Canada, including basic market characteristics, consumer behavior, and channels to market. Part 3, Production of Digital Editions, an exploration of the current environment for the production of digital and audio publications in Canada, including major producers in and outside of the traditional publishing industry, and a review of factors that affect title output. Part 4, Circulation in Public Libraries, an overview of how digital editions are collected and circulated by public libraries in Canada, and a discussion around the factors that encourage or discourage the availability and use of non-print resources in Canadian libraries.